With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Oh, hey, we just realised the window's wide open, so that's going to be really noisy. Sorry about
that. But it's the summer, Anna.
Oh, I'm feeling a breeze. I've got the wind rushing through my hair.
Don't, because it'll be like that time we're in Thailand, which I saw you post a throwback to this week.
I totally forgot I put that on Facebook as well, because I was a bit drunk last night and it was late. Then I woke up to a few notifications and then I was like, shit. I haven't actually checked it's all written right. I might have spelt things wrong. Fuck knows what's going on.
That's good.
Good times, yeah.
I'm still wearing my black tights, and because they're last winter's, look, Anna.
I have seen your toe a couple of times.
Toes poking out.
I think it's because your nails are so magnificently long, maybe.
They need a cut. Well, I want to go and get like a manicure, a pedicure.
Sure.
So
I'll just file them down for you if you like. I've
been having too much milk, everything's growing too quick.
Oh, blimey, nightmares. How long they are? They are very long, yeah.
She's looking at my fingers now, not my toenails.
Yeah, but the toes are equally lengthy, to be totally honest, but that's fine.
I'll end up an IRL story.
I hope so, yeah.
So we're here to talk about real life stories.
It'd be much easier if you could just provide all the stories for us.
In news Rhiannon's done this week. Oh, another thing I did, not quite IRL, but I wore a new dress today.
It is gorgeous.
Thanks. And I spilt a oily pasta all down the
front
of it. There
are honestly 7 drip marks. It's like
she went all the way down.
It's like when you skim a stone on a lake, but instead of a stone, it's greasy pasta.
And I don't know if that's ever going
to
come out.
It won't. Don't you have to iron kitchen roll over the top
Someone
of it to suck it out?
Someone said you can get a vanish thing.
It's not looking good. So that's brand new, is it?
Brand new.
Oh, fucking hell.
Answer on a postcard, guys.
Yeah, if you've got any tips, that'd be really helpful.
So up my mouth.
Because Rhiannon looks like a tramp right now, to be honest. A classy tramp, but a tramp all the same.
Also, I like how it's gaping here.
That's fine.
Well.
Ignore that.
That's
fine, that one.
So, anyway, real life stories that aren't mine.
Yep.
Stuff like...
That's why we're here.
Sex toys.
Yeah, sex toys, stuff up bums. People doing things inappropriately with their families.
Oh, yeah. We haven't had one of them for ages.
No, I know.
Some of them are quite dark, though.
Yeah, I started to question, is incest funny? And then I thought, yeah, it's fucking hilarious, but we just haven't had any good ones recently.
No.
So my moral compass was sort of doing something different for a bit, but then it soon went back to wherever it was.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that was
still
north,
funny.
South, east, or west.
Yeah.
But yeah, so incest is funny. Mm. End of discussion. But yeah, anything you'd get in your real life magazines, your take a breaks, your pick me ups, all of those, can't remember anymore. Real Life, I think there's one called Real Life.
One called
Real
Life.
What a great name. What a fantastic name for
Straight
that.
Straight to the point. We're recording as we go into the bank holiday weekend. Anna's having a lovely glass of rosé.
Oh, I'm just having some chilled rosé. Yeah. It's your white Zinfandel.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you for why I like it. It doesn't taste like wine. It tastes like hooch.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm treating myself.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Right. What do we need to do? We don't do the networks anymore.
We don't do social networks till the end.
Attached. Oh, sorry. We didn't do an episode last week.
Yeah, that's 100% Rhiannon's fault. She just couldn't be bothered. No, we just were very busy last week. We're busy people, guys.
Yeah.
No, that was bad form. But, you know... Sometimes life gets in the way of real life stories, and I think it's important that you all understand
It's
that.
Important we come back refreshed.
Exactly, yeah. You wouldn't have wanted a rushed episode, would you?
No.
Would you? But so we are back, and I think we're better than ever. I can feel it already.
Good stories this week.
The best. The bomb diggity.
I say that, I don't know what the fuck you've got.
No, and I'm not sure of yours either, but I've got a good feeling.
You start.
I'm
going to be more than one making the notes this week.
You make the notes for change. I haven't made notes in months, so I appreciate your hard work on this.
Got loads of Google Docs saved all over my phone that say things like, painkillers turn me gay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the great news is I'm trying to load my story now and the headlines disappeared.
Do you want me to do mine?
Yeah. Yeah, you might have to actually, because for some reason there's just no headline coming up. Why is that possible? How is that possible? I'm sorry about that. I'll just have to make something up. Sorry.
Okay, well, I've got a really good headline.
Oh, you're a babe. Thanks.
Get your hose out. It's World Naked Gardening Day.
Oh, yeah.
So I was struggling finding some good stories. They were just like up to standard.
Yeah, sure.
And
sure,
so
sure.
I Google Newsed Naked.
Oh my God, what a fucking great idea. I never ever thought of that.
And this came up.
Yeah.
I could only find evidence of World Naked Gardening Day in New Zealand.
Really?
Yeah, and this is the shortest story, but actually it's the content.
Okay, that's perfect.
Can I first show you these guys who are naked gardening, but this guy has the worst shorts tan ever.
Oh, he's in New Zealand, isn't he? It's quite hot there.
Yeah, so he's brown, lovely, right. Lovely brown all over, then pure white bum and upper thighs.
Some people might say a slamming hottie.
It's not bad looking.
He's all right, isn't he?
Anyway, he has stood there with a, what is that called, a rake. He's stood there with a rake.
Is it not a hoe?
No, hoe is for like the little thin one for doing the soil. Rake is raking leaves.
Oh, gotcha.
You need to get clued up on World Naked Gardening
Day. My mum's a fucking gardener. I haven't got a clue. I know what a spade is and I'm aware of shovels.
That's good to know.
That's not even useful.
So when you listen to this podcast, it won't mean World Naked Gardening Day. But I think every day could be World Gardening Naked Gardening Day. But if you've got
a garden.
And adequately.
And a hot body.
Yeah, and it's sheltered.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, don't do it. Don't be walking around the streets because children don't need to see that.
No, that's illegal. Are you sick of restrictive clothes as you tend to your garden?
Yes.
Sorry.
All right. I answered, didn't I?
Well, worry no more.
Okay.
Fed up with pants as you prune the roses?
Yes.
Worry
actually.
No more.
Great news.
Today is World Naked Gardening Day, and it's a beautiful excuse to strip down and tend to the plants as nature intended.
Oh, nice.
I love New Zealand.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read you this sentence.
Have you been to New Zealand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Cool.
Fanny Bays.
No. No.
Fanny Bay is a place.
Fanny Bays?
Fanny Bay. Fanny, and yeah. It's a bay.
Can you stop shouting Fanny? The window's open. Okay.
Fanny Bay's Russell Smith and Susan Burns love any excuse to ditch their clothes.
I bet.
Mr. Smith said, unfortunately our garden isn't too private and we have housemates.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That might not
stop.
Be too stoked. Only oh, Antipodean say stoked.
Is Antipodean mean Australians and New Zealanders?
Yeah.
Oh, well done, that's great.
That might not be stoked with us rummaging around in the nude, Mr. Smith said. Thankfully on World Naked Gardening Day, we have an excuse.
Mm.
And I like this. I don't know how or why, but ever since gardening naked, the passion fruit has been taking off.
Oh, God.
I didn't know you could grow passion fruit.
Do you think
in the
he
garden.
Just means. I don't
do you think he's calling sex over passion fruit?
I don't need to. Do you think he puts his dick in the passion fruit?
Maybe.
It's quite wet and squidgy, isn't it?
Very shallow.
Yeah, tiny New Zealand dicks. You know what they're like? Tiny dicks. What, from what
I don't know what
I've
New Zealand
no
dicks are like.
I've got no reason to
think
Anna, that whatsoever.
How dare you? Charles Darwin University horticultural team leader Tanya Paul warned anyone shedding their kit today to stick to watering and some light pruning.
Oh my God, yeah. Keep the secateurs away from your dick.
Did you see the thing that went viral today? And it was just a picture looking down at a bath with 2 feet and like pubes on the bath floor. And it was like new Tinder pic.
No, gross. I did not see that.
Yeah, Charles Darwin University, yeah, so Tanya Paul says, please stick to watering and some light pruning. The dry season may be on its way, but the sun can still burn you, and melidiosis may still present in the soil.
What's diosis, Rhiannon?
Don't know.
Why didn't you Google it beforehand? You know everyone's going to want to know. No, don't Google it now, it's too boring.
And gardeners should not expose themselves to unnecessary risks. Also, no chainsawing or using pesticides in the nude.
100%.
Because that'd burn.
Aren't they worried, like, Australia's full of poisonous snakes and spiders and stuff. Mm. Do they not have them in New Zealand?
Not as much, no. It's just like England, basically, but prettier.
Why is it not hot? Like, are they close
it does
together?
Get quite hot.
Are they close together, though, that and Australia?
It takes about 3 or 4 hours to fly from one to the other.
I thought you could basically just do a quick skip.
You just swim.
I just assumed they were so close.
Well, for that part of the world, that's close.
I suppose, yeah. It's a weird place, isn't it?
Weird place. You'd know, you love Australia.
I love a bit of Australia, mate.
So I hope you enjoyed Naked Gardening Day, everybody.
Put it in your diary for next year, gang.
Yeah, please do.
Homeowner finds naked intruder in her tub eating Cheetos.
Oh,
which sounds all right to me.
Do you know what? When I went to Miami, I got bought a massive bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos back.
Are they better than Nice and Spicy Knickknacks? Are they along the same lines or no?
Along the same lines, but even spicier.
What?
And you eat them and your fingers get stained red.
For how long?
Like...
forever.
Until you wash your hands for a few times.
Oh, okay.
So you can't lick off the red.
You can't get it off?
No.
Well, I never. What a horrible, horrible picture I'm getting. Apparently she broke in through a window to take a bath and eat some Cheetos, Louisiana cops say. She was caught orange-handed with nowhere to run.
See, I told you.
Very good. That's because when a woman returned to her home on Church Street from work Tuesday evening, she found Evelyn Washington in her bathtub eating her Cheetos. A full plate of food sat on the toilet next to the tub. I mean, she's taking the piss, this woman. As Washington bathed, munching on her calorific appetizer to the stunned horror of the homeowner, according to the affidavit. What's an affidavit?
Affidavit is like a David. Legal document.
Not David.
No, David. No,
not named after David.
No.
No. A legal document.
Not after David. No.
After David.
No.
Okay. I can't it's see like me a, not saying that.
It's like a sworn statement.
Oh, okay. Washington, 29, was taken to the Owachita Correctional Centre and faces charges of simple burglary and damage to property, according to jail records.
Did she take anything, though?
Cheetos and a plate of dinner.
Oh, the Cheetos weren't... She had no, she bought her herself. Own Cheetos.
She didn't just pack a lunch and then go to work being a burglar.
That makes more sense.
She went into the house, got Cheetos and got a plate of dinner,
yes.
Sat in the bar eating Cheetos as a starter. And
I thought the dinner, but I thought she brought her own Cheetos.
No, no. According to the affidavit, police found a tall ice chest under a broken window on the home's east side. Washington told police an unknown male told her to break into the victim's residence, but it was unclear whether getting comfortable in the bath was part of those orders or just seemed like a good idea at the time.
Who is the unknown male?
Nobody knows.
Unknown.
No one will ever know. I think he's called David.
No.
Both the victim and Washington told police that they do not know each other,
right.
Which is good. Weirdly, a frighteningly similar story of an alleged burglar found in the bath came from the UK not even 2 weeks ago, Rhiannon. According to the BBC, Staffordshire police arrested a 36-year-old man with no fixed address, homeless. Tramp, after a homeowner said he thought he'd seen a ghost when he stumbled upon the man in his tub. He ate me crisps, had 5 rounds of corned beef and sauce, ate a jar of pickles, had 2 ice creams and a can of Coke, the homeowner told the BBC.
Corned beef and sauce?
I don't know which sauce.
Oh.
You big fan of corned beef?
No, definitely not in sauce.
I think maybe he means mustard or ketchup, not like a gravy or stew.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't know. I've got literally no more information on this. You shouldn't just assume.
It wasn't you. You
shouldn't just assume. It also happened in Visalia, Calif. I don't know what that means, any of those words.
Is it a thing, then, going into people's house and eating
must
crisps?
Must be. Apparently, police say 21-year-old Brian Walker broke into a home through a sliding glass door to take a bath. When police arrived at the scene, the naked man refused to get out of the tub, which only added to a charge of resisting arrest.
I hate getting out of the bath, though, do you?
Oh, it's the worst. I remember when I was a kid, I used to almost get hypothermia because I just would refuse to get out of the bath and Mum wouldn't help me. She's an incredibly selfish human being.
Why would she need to help you when you're 17 to get out of the
Not
bath?
Not 17, Rhiannon. 13, maybe. Or a bit younger, hopefully.
That's a bit like that one in The Orange Is the New Black who goes into that man's house
and
has a bath.
What's her name? Morella or something? Oh, I do feel bad for her. She is having a rough time, poor love.
She is.
Right, what's next on the agenda?
So I went through our Instagram inbox.
Oh, wow. Does that? I didn't even know that existed.
Good, because that's where I've stole loads of stories.
Oh, fantastic news.
Yeah,
there's
good.
No way I'll ever be getting stories
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, so apologies, you don't know how to find it.
Brilliant.
Apologies to anybody who sent these a while ago.
Oh, sorry.
And who now I'm going to forget who's given us who.
But
somebody
thank you.
Sent us this story, and I'm going to look
and
it up.
And we love you all as individuals.
I am going to look it up.
She is going to look
end.
It up.
Doctors pull a 3-foot-long phone cable from a man's penis after he used it to try to stop itching. You thought bum, didn't you?
I thought bum and I thought, oh, another phone cable up the arse story.
You thought bum and it was... penis. I was going to say Willy just to wind you
no,
up, but
can
I couldn't
not.
Say it.
Say Willy because the window's open. I didn't even think that we should definitely shut the window for
and
that
the
reason.
School opposite. Not really.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Did you think there was? You live here.
I couldn't remember. I was genuinely concerned.
All right.
Please, please don't shout penis into the school gates.
At least penis is medical.
Yeah, I suppose.
Chinese doctor successfully removed a 3-foot-long phone cable.
That's long.
That's a good long phone cable.
That is so long.
Not one of those ones where you have to sit near the plug.
Ugh.
From a pensioner. Ooh. Using I don't know why the pensioner bit. Using laser technology in northeast China.
What?
The man, said to be in his 60s, thought inserting the cable to stop itchiness in the urethra was a good idea.
Well, that sounds awful. I think we can all agree with that.
What if that... I don't know what it would feel like to have itchy inside peen, though, but what, I don't know what you'd do.
Stop.
It's like if you ever in your office and you get an itchy nipple.
Oh, God, it's so impossible to deal with.
So embarrassing.
I've found the said...
Oh, no.
...box. Yeah. No, I found the inbox.
Oh, good.
And it's from lovely Lucy Waymento.
Thank you, Lucy Waymento.
Thank you, Lucy. That's fantastic news.
The man's, yeah, so he had an itchy willy.
Oh, God, what is it?
Inside
Has
the willy
was
happened?
Itchy. Has that ever happened? Any man that's listening, can you let us know?
It was caused by something called prostatitis.
Isn't that up your bum? I don't understand,
no,
men.
Anyway.
Isn't that where people put their fingers when they're getting an exam, like a medical exam?
Yeah, but you go up and... Because if you think...
How fucking long is the doctor's...
I'm trying to do it with hands.
And
that
I just
is not
don't
helping.
Ever want to see you do double-handed as well.
No, the doctor stoked that we had it, but I'm trying to illustrate to you that if you put your fingers up someone's bum, you're getting close to the peen.
How?
Because that's your bum, that's your peen, and you're going like that towards
the peen.
So
you're going across, like a bridge.
I don't know, it's like up and round a bit, isn't it, I think?
I think you know less than me, but you're just saying it confidently, so everyone will think you're a genius. And I like to admit when I'm not sure, but you just lie stronger and stronger.
Yeah, but everyone, if you go from west to east... towards east, you've got to get to east.
Penis. You're going to end up with penis,
oh.
I suppose. Well, no, west to east depends which way the man stood, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If he's facing a different way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absurd, really. Use your brain.
According to CanCan News, the unnamed pensioner...
Well, that sounds realistic. CanCan News seems like a reputable source.
The unnamed pensioner inserted a 1-metre-long phone charging cable into his penis to relieve the itchiness.
This is just not
He rushed
cool.
to Dalian Hospital on March 30th and sought medical help. Dr. Gao Zanfeng, a urologist at the hospital, noticed the cable had tied a knot inside his bladder. By
How?
Scanning him.
It just tied itself in a knot.
Well, I guess he kept shoving it up and
God.
Up, and maybe it like looped back on itself and gone round.
That is fucking gross.
The knot gets tighter when the patient tried to pull out, and this causes bleeding in the bladder.
I'm going to throw up. I don't know why this one's affecting me so much.
The reporter asked the man, did you sterilise the cable before it put in? And he said, I roughly washed it under running water. Not the same. That is not sterilising for anybody wondering.
Not the same.
Dr. Gao used lasers.
Mm-hmm.
Lasers.
Laser.
To cut the knots inside and then just pulled out the cable in sections.
Jesus Christ.
I guess going through the peen.
Yeah, of course. Or through the northeasterly
arsehole. I don't know
arsehole.
If you can get to the... Yeah. He said the patient was lucky for not inserting any metal or hard materials, otherwise his bladder could have been impaled by sharp objects.
Oh my God.
The pensioner said he did take the incident as a lesson, he'd not do it again.
Yeah, can you just please don't do that again?
Yeah.
Is he alright though?
Yeah, he's giving quotes.
Oh God, but he hasn't charged his phone for a while.
Oof.
Is that what it, did you say it was a phone charger?
Phone,
cable?
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
But I wonder if you put the bit, you know, the bit at the top.
Yeah,
your
especially
old
if you...
phone, it'd be massive.
No, I haven't got an old phone. Ian's got an iPhone 3.
You used to have that old one.
Yeah, until like 5 years ago.
I always picture you with the old iPhone charger.
The really round phone
yeah.
with like the soft edges. Yeah, Ian's still got that. Right.
Mm.
A pet raccoon got high as hell and firefighters had no idea what to do.
Oh my God.
It should go without saying, but you probably shouldn't try to turn raccoons into pets. Agreed.
Agreed.
The little trash pandas tend to carry rabies.
Trash panda is adorable.
I know, but also covered in trash, remember? Panda's cute. Trash is horrible.
Yeah.
They tend to carry rabies and diseases that make them walk around like zombies, and they eat pretty much anything they can get their scratchy little paws on. I get the feeling whoever wrote this probably doesn't like raccoons
Raccoon hater.
Unbelievable. This detail was an important lesson in pet ownership that one in Indianapolis, yes, thank you, woman learned last week after her pet raccoon somehow ingested a bunch of marijuana.
A pet raccoon?
Raccoon, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was possible.
I keep nearly saying ragoon, like ragu.
What's a ragu?
Well, just like, you know, pasta with ragu
sauce.
Are you
hungry?
Starving. A week after her pet Ragoon somehow ingested a bunch of marijuana and wound up stoned out of its mind, poor love.
Yeah.
According to a local NBC affiliate, WTHR, the woman realising that her domesticated raccoon was a little more lethargic than usual, frantically tried to get some help. But instead of alerting the local vet or whatever, she went down to the fire department at 2 a.m. and started ringing the doorbell. When they opened up, they found the woman and her pet raccoon, blazed as hell, exhibiting symptoms of someone who's been exposed to marijuana.
Exposed.
Wayne
sure.
Township Fire Captain Mike Pruitt said.
Yeah.
The raccoon was very lethargic, Pruitt told ABC affiliate RTV6. I have to do it so slowly because I really struggle. She started explaining what had happened. There really wasn't much we could do. It was just the sort of thing that was going to take a bit of time to get over.
Just got to let him...
As Rhiannon knows, as a massive stoner, she knows you just got to sleep what's it
a,
off.
What's a green out or is it a white out?
When you green out, when you smoke too much weed, yeah. And your face goes green and you honestly just throw up so much.
And you have to just ride it out.
When I walked through, not to criminalise anyone or get anyone in trouble, when I walked through Regent's Park on... 420. I have never felt so close to greening out in my life. I got so stoned walking through, just smelling other people. I mean,
like,
do you want to be less
of
a cliche,
though,
you animals? No. Mm. It just reminds me of, because now, like, living in Camden, everywhere just smells of weed and incense.
Mm.
I don't care for it. Mm. I prefer the smell of the canal. Dead cats and candelabra.
Hey, there were swans in the canal on my way over.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Mm. I literally saw a bloated dead cat once.
No.
Just dead and bloated, floating, matted.
What if it was the cat killer?
Maybe. God. My life is a joke.
We need to get on the phone.
We need to find out what's going on with that. Mm. While the firefighters tried to figure out how to handle the stoned raccoon, a team of dispatchers scrambled to help. Soon, I mean, calm down, guys.
Why are they
You
so
just
worried?
Need some toast and a bowl of cereal. It'll be fine.
Or some Cheetos.
Just get him some Cheetos. Soon rumours started swirling on the radio that the critter might have overdosed on meth or maybe even heroin. Someone even suggested spraying the poor beast with Narcan. What's that?
Tonight.
Before everyone decided the whole situation was just too bizarre to deal with.
Why are they so worried? He's basically like a big rat. Just let him chill out.
Yeah, just let him put him to bed and he'll be fine. I know. I don't know. That's a joke. Sorry, Mum. Eventually, the firefighters gave up on trying to rouse the raccoon from his THC-induced coma and sent him home to sleep it off. There you go. Just put him in front of the telly. He just needs to watch Knocked Up or something. At the end of the day, the whole situation was a little more than the emergency services could handle. Fishing chubby raccoons out of sewer grates is much more their thing.
Fucking hell.
I feel like that's a specific. I feel like that's a specific story that might have happened.
Whether you're feeling rough or, you know, under the influence of something legal or illegal,
sure.
What is
no
your
judgment.
Best snack to your go-to?
What, if I'm doing illegal drugs?
No, legal or illegal. So when I used to be, like, there was a time at university when we were so pissed.
Oh.
We go to Oasis Pizza in Sheffield. You may know it if you're from Sheffield.
Yeah, of course.
In Broomhill. And... always pizza, and you could get a pizza for like £3.50.
I always
and
want.
That is why I was 85 stone when I left university.
But happy,
so happy.
But happy, and on quite a come down. I love a packed lunch from Sainsbury's.
You do.
I love a nice cold sandwich.
You go to Tesco's.
Yeah, a sandwich. I normally will have either T-bone steak, McCoy's, or occasionally some salt and vinegar squares. Quavers have come up before, I'll be honest, Rhiannon, as have Watsits.
Yeah.
And then I like a drink. I normally think ahead, though, and the drink I pick is what I want when I'm hungover. I'm incredibly
so
smart. But then I'll add a little chocolate, maybe a flapjack or something onto it, which isn't in the
excellent
meal deal, which is a bit
deal.
Annoying. So instead of your £3, you're paying £3.75.
What
but I think it's worth it.
What sandwich, though? Smick mayonnaise-y.
I tend to pick the one with three sandwiches in.
Oh, do
it
you?
It doesn't matter what flavour it is, just so I can have another sandwich.
And do the crisps go in the sandwich?
They do not. I think that is bad news. I don't know why people do that.
Oh, that's my favourite thing to do. I could
well,
eat
well,
that right
now. That's just you
now.
All over. That's so typical you, ruining a perfectly good sandwich. Is it your go? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starving. You just did the stoned raccoon.
I'm so hungry.
Are you stoned
so
now?
So stoned.
Been walking through Green Park.
I'll be honest, this white Zinfandel is old and fizzy, so I wouldn't be
when
surprised.
When did it... Is it from last summer?
Mm-mm. No, it's from recently, but
okay,
not that recently.
This was another one from the Instagram inbox.
Oh, cheers, guys.
Grot dog, which is the best subhead ever. Grot dog.
Instead of what?
Waitress, hot dog. Is it a hot dog? Waitress caught putting hot dog up her vagina before serving it to customer.
Oh my God, the Instagram inbox is the most
beautiful place. Look at her putting the hot dog up her vajayjay.
Oh my God, oh my God, what country is that? Doesn't matter. You'll tell us, I'm sure.
It's unverified. The video's unverified.
Grot dog, fucking
grot
hell.
Grot dog, and then look at her putting it on a bun. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself.
She's an arsehole. Not in the arsehole.
I like that not one where you can kind of see it half hanging out. Can you just give us some details? This is the moment a restaurant worker.
What restaurant? So I know never to go there.
No, it's on there. It doesn't say where it's from. Fuck. Someone leaked the CCTV and didn't say where it was. This is the moment a restaurant worker appears to take a customer's hot dog sausage and insert it into her privates before serving it up.
I'm trying to think of a funny pun, something to do with Fanny Frankfurters. I'll think of something. Yeah. Oh, Frank Inserter. No, not great.
That's good.
I think that's quite good.
That's good.
In a way, it's almost too clever.
Because, you have to think about it.
Think about it. Anyway,
but it gets better.
Carry on.
CCTV shows what happens. The waitress is alone in the kitchen after a chef makes the hot dog. Surely it's hot.
Just like boil it up in a saucepan like everyone else does.
But what happens next is shocking. I think it's been boiled up in a saucepan and then she shoves it up.
Oh, fucking hell. Asbestos. Fanny. I didn't ever think I'd say that.
After another colleague leaves, she can be seen taking the sausage out of the bun and pushing it into her vagina.
Of course.
The unverified video has appeared on LiveLeak, but offers very little by explanation, prompting some to wonder if it's real. Just want to let you know, she does, so she puts it in the bun.
Hang on, she put relish and mustard on it, yeah?
Then puts ketchup on top, that's what I was about to tell you.
What, so after it's been, wait, it's not got mustard inside her, is it?
No. Okay. So hot dog gets put on the pass.
Is she plain hot dog?
Plain hot dog up, mm-hmm. takes it out, puts it in the bun, puts ketchup all over
it. I think I know where this was. It's fucking wimpy.
Wimpy.
It's 100% wimpy.
Oh my God, she looks like she's wearing a wimpy uniform.
It's got fucking wimpy written all over it. Am I right? I'm not wrong.
The post says, security camera footage shows waitress lift up her skirt, pull her panties aside.
Oh, can you not call them panties? Was that written or did you add that? Did you add that?
No, it was written.
Fuck me, Rihanna. Have some respect.
I forgot how much you hate the word panties.
I just hate it all. Hate it all.
Would you rather I said panties or poo? What about people that poo their panties?
They don't, do they? No one does that.
Hot beef and inserting a customer's hot dog in out of a pussy before.
Oh my God! What the fuck website is this on?
I told you.
What was
Live Leak?
Oh, okay.
Before cheerfully putting it back on the plate to serve. But what adds to the possibility of authenticity is the way she continuously checks for anyone watching and appears to ponder for ages about what it is she's about to do.
What the fuck is her thinking behind this?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
So we'll literally never know where to avoid to not have Frankinserters.
Yeah, and let's not libel anybody and guess where it is.
No, shit. We'll learn how to edit the bit out that I just said about wimpy.
No, because it's funny.
Okay, great. It's much more important to be funny than it is to be legally sound. I've always said that. My poor hubby died while sucking off a rhino on our dream safari holiday. How sad's that?
Where is this story?
Sorry, I can't hear you because the window's open and there's a car going past. When Bill Scholes you know what?
I'm laughing too.
Put your hand over your mouth maybe next time.
I'm typing the bloody notes.
Is it Scholes or Shoals? Oh, probably Scholes. His name. You know, like Paul Scholes.
It's
so it's not like a shoal of fish.
So, socks off rhino.
Okay, great. When Bill Scholes retired after 45 years working as a steel fitter, he took wife Muriel on the holiday they'd always dreamed of. An African safari, Rhiannon.
But he had the horn.
Oh, very nice, Rhiannon. Mm. But the dream turned into a nightmare when, thanks to a combination of the searing equatorial heat, near the equator.
Yes.
Yes. And mind-bending Kenyan fucking hell, it's like teaching a child how to learn.
Aperitifs. Yeah.
Ooh. Aperitifs.
Oh, I love aperitifs.
Bill became unruly to the point of perversion. And when a game ranger pointed out a rare black rhino rooting around in the scrub, things took a tragic turn. For instead of photographing the beast with his newly bought £3,000 long lens camera,
yeah.
Bill leapt from the safety of the Safari Land Rover, rushed over to the thick-skinned male and attempted to fillet the one-ton beast.
And that's because it's hot and he's had a few Aperol spritzes.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. Being a creature of habit with little in the way of brain and with poor eyesight, the... Don't have a go. It's almost like victim blaming.
That's not nice.
This is
rhino.
Victim, this feels like victim blaming to me. And you know,
how did he get under there?
Don't know. Is that children shouting?
That's
in the
street? A child outside.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm hoping that they'll be gone in a minute.
Should be up anyway.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Get
up?
Get to bed.
7 PM. Okay, so being a creature of habit with little in the way of brain and with poor eyesight, the rhino was perplexed by the bizarre turn of events and promptly trampled Bill into the sun-baked Kenyan dust.
Was perplexed by the strange white man.
It can be surprising.
Sucking at his massive peen. I didn't know if you could put a rhino cock in your mouth.
I've seen a horse penis and I would not want it in or around my face. Now back at home in Corby, North something, Muriel has spoken to someone to warn other safari goers of the risks of the bush.
Has it spoken to Sunday Sport?
Oh, I don't know, it just says someone or other. Mm. She sobbed, back home, Bill had never shown any sexual inclination whatsoever towards rhinos or any other...
You think you know someone?
Any other parasitical species? Don't know. For that matter. Mm. But like they said, back in the days of the Empire, the tropics do things to a man. The tropics and that Kenyan
I feel like
brandy.
That might be quite a racist thing to say.
It feels like it might be racist. And that Kenyan brandy that he knocked back like it was going out of fashion. You know what? Bill had never been a big drinker.
No.
Only birthdays and Christmas.
Oh, no.
It must have gone straight to his head. But what kind of booze makes a man want to suck off a ruddy great rhino?
I think LSD's laced in it.
Maybe. Sometimes I've heard that in Thailand, their energy drinks aren't just Red Bulls, they're
speed.
I think
we drank some of them.
Well, that's what I was trying to say, but without incriminating anyone.
It's not our fault if we didn't know.
Liquid speed.
Yeah.
I think it might have been. The more I think about it. Anyway, I can't get into
the
that.
The more I think of you and me getting thrown out of McDonald's for arguing at somebody.
No, I'm not being tarred with that filthy brush. I was outside.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I know. I remember. I'll never forget the sound of Bill's head kind of popping when the rhino stamped his front foot on it.
Oh, my God.
There was poor Bill's addled brains all over the scrub. Fucking hell.
Addled.
Whoever wrote this.
She's got her
whatever
shit
magazine.
Together.
Worst of all, we had to take his body back to camp covered in a tarpaulin. The flies were absolutely horrific, and I said as much in my TripAdvisor review.
Oh, God.
An inquest into Bill's death has been opened and adjourned. Meanwhile, Muriel has decided to mark her husband's passing by having commemorative labels made for his favourite promaine. Is that a cheap type of champagne?
I don't know.
Or pomaine. Did I say promaine?
Yeah.
Like promenade?
Yeah.
No, pomaine.
Okay.
She said it means that when we break open the pomaine this Christmas, Bill will sort of be with us. The daft twat.
Oh my God.
I don't think she's as into him as she's making out.
That was special.
So I don't know. I can't remember where that story's from. So that's neither here nor there.
Okey-dokey.
So don't worry about it, in a way.
I enjoyed it anyway.
I think so. Well, that's it. That's the end of all our stories,
The end of all of our stories.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, why don't you use our fucking Instagram inbox that we just learned about,
yeah.
Which is going to be fantastic for us from now on. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter or Instagram, it's @IRL_UK_podcast. Mm. That's where we'll be hanging out, posting memes, reading messages. Yeah, please do send us any stories you'd like, because A, it's really fantastically helpful for us, and
yeah.
B, we want to know what you want to listen to.
Yeah.
I want to give you shout-outs.
And you know what people don't do? Is when they send a story, they could send the story and then be like, this is what I think of it.
Oh, my God. Let's have a second opinion.
And then it's like you're in the room.
A third opinion. Give us your thoughts. Give us your feelings. Mm. Tell us. Rate us if you can on iTunes, that'd be super swell, but only do it if you're going to give us 5 stars, or quite frankly, what's the point?
Yeah, don't be
and
nice.
Also just search for us on Facebook, IRL UK podcast, and you will find us. But it's been an absolute pleasure once again speaking to you. I'm going to go and polish off a bottle of white Zinfandel.
Yeah.
And I think it's just been really great fun, Rhiannon. I've just really enjoyed myself, but what I would suggest is next week we will shut the window, because I 100% heard children going past. And that is frowned upon.
If you got kids, lock them up.
Don't lock them up. That's not really
while
their
you
fault.
Listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, lock them up. Cupboards, put them in
drawers.
Put them somewhere safe, or do what you like. I'm not a mother. I don't know.
Do you want to say goodbye?
Okay, great catching up. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.